The Lady Cats basketball team scored the last 8 points against Mount Pleasant Tuesday night in Wildcats Gym to win a district game 46-39. The Lady Cats improved to 2-2 in district play and 10-8 for the season. I talked with Lady Cats basketball coach Jeff Chapman Wednesday morning.
You try to tell them, don't stop playing. The other team is not going to just quit because you're up 14 points at half. Sometimes having a big lead at halftime, a big one, is not good. But, you know, any lead, you got to take it. But we have a tendency, we've done that against a couple opponents. That's all a part of growing. We're hitting these growing spells where we have to learn to grow and try to play through, issues that we're having. And we're trying to grow, but you pray that if you win and still having that growth period where you try to get, you try to improve, but if you win, it makes it so much better. You feel so much better going home and then the next day. And you can go to practice and, talk about what you didn't do. But when you lose and you're trying to grow, it's just another setback. And then you got to almost go over what you already went over. And plus, what you're weak at. So right now, we just have a lot of people that don't have experience that are learning to play, learning, what to do and what not to do. And everybody's throwing all kinds of things at us. They're throwing 1-3-1. They're throwing 1-2-2. This three-quarter. And then that was the first 1-3-1 three-quarter. Then we're getting full-court press. But they know that we don't have Desi. Mm-hmm. So... in their minds, the Mount Pleasant coach told me, he said, everybody after T-High and Pine and Longview are pretty much even. And it's a fight for those four spots or two spots after them in his mind. Mm-hmm. But, I'm not going to admit defeat to anyone. That's why you play the game. So as we play, hopefully we'll not have mistakes that beat us. Because, if the game wound up being, and everybody knows, I know you know it, I know anybody's been in basketball for a good period of time, turnovers and free throws. It came down to it. And I think they turned over a little bit more than we did, but that's what it comes down to.
On the road, Greenville, what do you expect from them coming up? Another one of these teams in there fighting for two playoff spots.
Yep. I've talked to different coaches that played them, and that's sometime they're, they beat them by 10. Somewhere in there. T-High's going to blow them out, and so is Longview. Mm-hmm. But I don't know of any other team right now, early, that has. So I'm going to respect them. I told the kids before the game last night, respect all and fear none. But I think we're better than Greenville, for sure. I really do. But we have to play it and show it. You can say it all you want to.
KSST Sports.